Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Dr. Terry Welsh. Welcome again, Terry.
Thank you, Father.
We're continuing the conversation that we've been having. But before we go any further, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks. Renew in us this wonder and awe at your great works, that our eyes may be open to see the good things that you are doing, even the spectacular things that you are doing before us. Help us in those areas where we need healing and where we need your miraculous touch. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Certainly we see miracles in the people that the Lord brings into our life, really the unfolding of providence, you know, in our lives. But I wondered if maybe we could talk a little bit about healing and miracles.
That would be great. Thank you. Like me to start?
Go for it.
I will. So we've talked about this before, and as part of my journey, life itself is a miracle, and as healthcare workers, we witness miracles every day. And you know, I don't know what criteria the Vatican uses, for instance, for canonization. You know, it's something to do with, you know, something that medical doctors say couldn't have happened through normal means. You know, I'm sure that's dumbing down, but there are probably, you know, stricter criteria than that. But I'm not talking about that sort of stuff. I'm talking about the everyday stuff. But then on top of that, there are things that are just wondrous miracles that you know, are supernatural. And it took me a long time, the skeptic that I am, to accept that, because I remember that, you know, when the kids were getting into their mission work, there were some charisms of healing being manifest, and they would bring these stories home, and I didn't see them firsthand, and I was skeptical. And I remember, again, we were on a bike ride coming down 2nd Street in Portsmouth, you know, near your rectory, and finishing up a ride in the forest. And I said, Father, you know, if these things are happening, why don't we read about them in the paper? You know, these are pretty spectacular events. And I think your answer was, ask your kids. I don't know if you're tired or if you had enough of me poking the bear. But you know, and I did. And I remember another car ride with Patrick. And he said, Dad, you know, it's biblical. You know, Christ said that you will do greater things than me. And, you know, and then he shared some of his stories. And then, you know, maybe at that point my eyes were opened, and I started witnessing such things. And there's a, you know, I told him at the time there's a little bit of a regret, because I'm a physician. I'm supposed to be healing people as part of my work, you know, and I never looked at it from a spiritual standpoint. I had to say, like, people knew in Portsmouth that I was Catholic, and my patients did, and we'd have Christian conversations, but it was rare that I prayed with them, and I never prayed over them. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm getting closer to this, and I knew some people personally, some kids that we knew from Portsmouth that were deeply affected by their conversion in a miraculous way. But then I still needed more, so I read Father Michael Scanlon's autobiography, and, you know, now this guy's got credibility with me. Like, he's a Yale lawyer, you know, and he's a very humble Franciscan, you know, he's in it for the right reasons, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. And then I get to, like, the fourth chapter, and he says, yeah, but there's still some emptiness. You know, I shared that with a friend who happened to be a nun, and she said, well, you need to be baptized in the Spirit, Father. And I'm like, wait, what's going on here? And he said, okay, and he was, and then he talks about some miraculous healings that he was able to participate in. So, you know, again, there was some regret that here I was practicing medicine for over 25 years and not being open to that. And since that time, I have to tell you, like, we have something in medicine, they say, see one, do one, teach one. like, you know, for the first time I put in stitches, for instance, or injected a knee, you know, someone would show me how to do it, then they'd watch me doing it, and then I'd teach someone else to do it. Well, we were at church. It's been a little over a year ago, and the kids happened to be home. I think both Patrick and Luke were home, and Patrick's then fiance, Katie, and I ran into a doctor friend of mine who had recently joined the church, and his wife was with him. And I said, "Hey, Dave, I haven't seen you in a while. How's it going?" He said, "Well, my wife has pancreatic cancer." Mm-hmm. And I looked at her; she looked terrible. I thought, well, you know, we ought to pray over her, but I didn't know how. You know, I'd never done it before, so I might have seen it done, so I said, "Hey, you know, do you mind if the kids come over and we pray over you?" And she's like, "No, we don't know what to do. You know, we're new to the church. We don't know what we're supposed to do." Okay. And by the way, that type of cancer is bad, and she looked bad. Enough said about that. But the kids came over and we prayed over her and put our hands on her. And so just this Easter, they were able to, because of COVID, they came back to church for the first time, and she looks fantastic. Mm. Like, she's cured.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, that, you know, there's the doubt in me, and you know, my belief just continues to grow. So and there are other things that I consider happening in medicine today that I believe are miracles too, but there are miracle healings, and thank God he's let me be open to those.
That's beautiful. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Dr. Terry Welsh. We've been talking about healings and miracles, which he has witnessed. And, you know, I think, you know, in your role in medicine, obviously, you know, I mean, obviously we should still have recourse to medicine. You know, like, so your friend's wife, I mean, you go through the cancer treatment, do what you can, but then we also need to approach it from this sense of faith too. You know, like when we talk about health, it is physical health, mental health, but we also need this spiritual health. And I think in our treatment, we look at just, well, if the Lord's going to heal me, he's going to heal me through the doctor. But to really approach it also with faith, that it may be through prayer that the healing comes about.
Yeah, I agree with you, Father. But the fact that there are cancer drugs is a miracle.
Yeah.
To me, and it's like the story of Joseph who got sold into slavery. You know, when his brother showed up hungry, like, he was the only one that could save them. And mm-hmm. and when they figured out who he was, they were scared to death that he was going to show some retribution. And he said, "Be not afraid. You know, God sent me before this famine for you, mm. and to heal you." And, you know, so these medical treatments are part of God's plan too, I believe. I agree that doctors need to know that it's not only good for their patient, it's filling that physical obligation, physical healing, but the spiritual healing is in every miracle story is central to the theme.
Yeah,
is that being open to the Lord and accepting Jesus Christ.
To wrap up, I think, you know, since we have talked a little bit about medical stuff and kind of the beauty of medical discoveries and treatments, is maybe you could comment a little bit about the vaccine for COVID.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, because I volunteer for the Department of Health and I give the vaccine, so I'm a believer. There's a lot of hesitancy out there, which certainly understand that we're living in a time of a lot of doubt and mistrust. But again, I think it's something that these people who developed the vaccine and are experts in this type of treatment have been working on this for years and years. So like Joseph, I believe God put them there ahead of this pandemic to do his work. And I have a hard time understanding hesitancy in that way. Not only that, there's some misunderstanding about what herd immunity actually means. And herd immunity means that we need to hurry up and get a bunch of people vaccinated before this thing's going to go away. It doesn't happen passively. We just know that from the history of smallpox, from measles, from polio, all of which have been pretty much eradicated from time to time. So, you know, I'm knowledgeable of the history. I understand the science, and I believe the commitment of those folks that God put in this world to help develop that. And it will, you know, taking the vaccine is not only a something that you would do for yourself personally, but it's for the community and for future generations. As we know for smallpox, we don't vaccinate for smallpox because it's gone. Mm-hmm. Measles was gone, so the vaccination rate went down. Polio is almost gone. You know, those are all miraculous things. We didn't have a microscope during the polio epidemic strong enough to see a virus. Now we can actually like reconstruct the particles. Mm. It's truly a miracle.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Dr. Terry Welsh. Thank you again, Terry. And until next time, peace and all good.